a way in which we are able to see what's going on. Lift the sound up a little bit to serve you better. We talked about how a spiritual discipline is about extending our soul into the reality with God's will and aligning with what God has for us, about those practices that fundamentally alter our presence so that we can be present for God. Pete Rose talked about the way in which he approached the discipline of baseball. He said that other people practice what they're good at, but I practice what I'm bad at so that I can be present and I can succeed in those areas. Dallas Willard said that the spiritual disciplines are there so that we can join in God's presence and have little need to practice them when we arrive. We do the spiritual disciplines so that we can be in God's presence. We talked about simplicity. We talked about allowing God and pursuing Him as that primary one. We talked about solitude, something many of you know all too well, about how forced isolation does not always equal the discipline of solitude. But how do we get behind those layers to be present to God? And service is one of those we encounter this week. You see, a lot of our service is externalized. It's something we do with our hands and other people see, and we're able to get that affirmation. But when we start thinking of it as a spiritual discipline, we start seeing that it's something we do to combat what's inside. Those needs for affirmation from someone else to know that I'm good enough. The need to be recognized for what I do and the thinly veiled pride that's there. I think one of the best things about service is, are you able to let yourself be served? I remember when we were foster parents and went on WIC for the first time, and seeing the way in which people treated us, going through the line, holding it up for purchase after purchase. And I realized in my own heart the ways in which I had been hardened against others who accepted that. How I thought I was better than them in what they did until I was present to it and realized that being served is one of the great blessings in life, because we see each other as fellow image bearers in need of God's love, and we can be present to that. And so as we start battling through those barriers of God's call to us to be present, to get through the pride, to get through the affirmation, we see the spiritual discipline of going forth and serving as something that calls us to just be present to one another, to not just do the acts of service, but to move into becoming a servant, to having a heart that no matter where we're at, the interruptions that are before us become opportunities to give God's love rather than ways that steal my time. When I was a child, my brothers and I, we would fight over who had to do what chore when my parents were gone. We would even sometimes wager one another so that we had these hours of service so that one was the slave and the other told what happened. I think I remember it more acutely because any time I was the Lord, my brothers would gang up on me and beat me until the parents came home. But I learned something in that, that though you can get things done, that though you may go forth and accomplish the task, that where your heart is matters. Paul, addressing this to the church at Colossae, said this: "Servants, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eye is on you, and to win their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for his wrong, and there is no favoritism." See, when you start making that fundamental change inside your heart, you're able to serve one another. It's something I think we're experiencing in new ways as we're in close proximity with our loved ones. I love you, but I love you better over there, I think is a feeling many of us have had in these past few days. Thank you for your presence. I would appreciate your silence. The close proximity gets at our rough edges. It gets at our unique shapes, and we have to wrestle with that. And if we've always externalized ourselves to where serving was something over there, to where my identity was affirmed in what I did over there, we can begin to take it out on our loved ones. Friends, one of the best ways you can serve in this time is to be present to those in the space you're in. For those of you who are able to go forth, think about calling a neighbor and being present by picking something up to limit the amount of times people have to go out. For those of you needing to be around others, the best way you can serve will be to stay home, to call them, to write letters, to keep that social distance as we wrestle with this pandemic. For others, it's about guarding reputation. As Paul said, speak evil of no one. Recognizing that different people are responding in different ways, and how do we be present in love and serve our neighbor in the midst of this? How do we let ourselves be served in the midst of this and get through that veiled pride? Then there's Titus 3:2 talking about hospitality and the common courtesy we offer to others. How do we offer hospitality in a time where hospitality is not serving someone a dish? How do we lean into that openness when we know no one will walk through? These are the questions we have to wrestle with in these times. This week, I had the privilege of doing a devotional with my children. If any of you are there interested through Central, we have access to Right Now Media, which is a large access of discipleship media. If you contact the office, we can get you invited to that. But I was doing one with my children this week, exploring love in 1 John. And it talked about how love is defined by the world as this emotion. But that in the Bible, love is about choosing others before yourself. And so we think about God and Jesus' fundamental command to love others as we love God. Those two pronged for the greatest command. In this time, it means to choose God and to choose others. The same way that Jesus chose us from the cross. Jesus dying alone on the cross, emptying himself for us. A love that filled this world and continues to roll over. The responses of people in this time from the churches have been nothing short of astounding. And I believe it will continue as we go forth. But now, Lord, as we think about the ways in which we are called to be near to you, let us remember what Joseph in the Old Testament had. Joseph was not someone who I would want my kids to be like early in his life. Self-centered, self-aggrandizing, climbing the ladder, and he spent years in isolation, waiting for a word from the Lord until his time came, and he finally said, not I, but God. And Joseph was able to leave a people, a country, a nation, a world out of certain death with the famine that was coming. When I think about the way in which we will serve one another and serve our community, I don't know what that looks like at this time. We have ways you can serve right now, and we've put them on our website, and more will be coming, but we're in strange times. I don't know what it will look like come next week, how we serve one another, how we offer that love, but what I do know is that the love that I've experienced from the people of Central, the love I experienced from the Christian community in Richmond, is something that will rise to the answer. People will be faithful. People will find a way to serve beyond their doors, to serve beyond their means, to serve beyond their strength as we lean into God. And we serve not just to be serving, but because we have a servant's heart that is breaking for what's happening in our community. The jobs lost, the people on unemployment, the people who can't find food because the ways they did it before are broken. Some way, somehow, the Christians of this community and around the world are called to rise up, to be present in new ways. And it's in God's mercy that we rest. I want to leave you with Peter's words to the church. 1 Peter 4 says this: "The end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen."